Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Florida is doing many things right and, frankly, leading the nation. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Matt, we nominate Governor Ron DeSantis as governor of the century for
yeah,
America.
It's amazing. Yeah. You know, we live in Florida. We have offices in other places around the country that are not as fortunate as we are in Florida, including in Virginia and Washington, D.C.
But we're a little biased, I guess, too, right?
But, you know, we've had freedom in Florida for a long time. And if you go back to April 1, 2020, over a year ago, Governor Ron DeSantis issued an executive order declaring that attendance at churches and houses of worship was essential activity and overrode every state, local ordinance or executive order to the contrary, freeing up churches immediately on April the 1st.
And that happened after we represented Pastor Rodney Howard Brown.
Right, exactly.
He was arrested.
He got arrested on Monday. On Wednesday, the governor said enough, and he overrode all these local nonsensical orders by these counties or cities. But Florida is doing many other things right, and the legislature has become emboldened, and they are passing lots of amazing legislation. In fact, Florida has just now joined other states to protect women's sports. The bill has overwhelmingly passed in the House and Senate.
Yeah, that was exciting to see.
Yeah, and Governor Ron DeSantis, you know, his signature will make this become effective, where the laws become effective in Florida on July the 1st.
And, you know, you think this bill would just be a common sense, but we've been fighting against these issues. But this bill says that student athletics eligibility for sports teams would be based on their biological sex as stated on their original birth certificates issued at or near the time of students' birth. Now, you think that would be common sense, but we've got to get this in writing because we're fighting against this to protect these women and their sports.
Yeah, and because women should be able to compete against other women. They shouldn't lose scholarships and awards, and they shouldn't be injured by having to compete against males.
And that's what's happening across the country.
And this is nonsensical. I mean, the law that's passed by the U.S. House, and now it's in the Senate, H.R. 5, the so-called misnamed Equality Act, that would ultimately mean that men could compete in any sport and literally dominate the sports as they are in, for example, Connecticut. It's the men that are jumping over to women's sports and breaking all the women's records to a phenomenal degree, really hurting these women's future and all that they've worked for. Well, Florida now becomes one of several states where lawmakers have recently enacted similar legislation to protect women's sports. And that includes West Virginia, which just recently passed a law, Alabama, Montana. Similar bills have been passed in recent months in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Idaho's governor recently signed a bill that also passes or protects women's sports, but a federal judge amazingly has now enjoined it, granting a preliminary injunction against it, which is ridiculous. But this is one of the examples of Florida leading the country. In this case, Florida didn't start off leading the country, but it's one of the leaders of the country. But in other places, let me look at the issue of election reform. Mm-hmm. Florida just passed a very broad election reform bill. Now, this one is much broader. You've heard about what happened in Georgia, but this one is much broader. Governor DeSantis has recently signed this law, and it limits these mail-in ballots. It also provides a lot of other benefits, or I should say restrictions, to make sure that the elections are not stolen, that they have integrity, and that you can trust these elections. Florida also passed, and there's a lot that we could go over just on that particular bill. Mm-hmm. Florida's also just passed, and the governor has signed a law that says if social media platforms censor political views or political candidates, they will face significant fines. Florida is leading the nation on that particular bill, leading the nation on this comprehensive voter election reform law, because it goes into a lot of different areas. And then also leading the nation in the COVID restrictions. Florida passed a bill.
Or dropping those COVID restrictions.
Right. Florida passed a bill. The governor has signed it. It allows the governor to override all of the local, you know, political subdivisions.
It was an executive order, wasn't it, he signed?
Well, the bill actually says it goes into effect July 1.
Right.
It allows the governor to override all the local entities. It allows the legislature to override the governor. It provides a short window of time that these executive orders can be in effect. It requires very specific information if you're going to shut down a particular kind of segment of society. You can't just issue these executive orders anymore. It's a great bill that limits future executive orders arising from these particular restrictions or states of emergency, shortens the time of the states of emergency. This is leading the country. And then Governor Ron DeSantis just last week issued an executive order in anticipation of this law going into effect and saying that all of the restrictions in Florida, which are essentially the remaining ones, would have been the local counties or cities on their own having these mask requirements, saying that all of that is overridden and saying you can't have a mask requirement anymore. The government, state, cities or counties can no longer have a mask requirement. Florida did not ever have one. And so now he's taken the affirmative action to wipe away the remaining vestige. So we have churches from April 1 considered essential and attendance essential. We have capacity restrictions removed months and months and months ago. The restaurants and the schools have been open. Churches have been open for months and months. He got a lot of criticism, the governor did. Now we have a statute that confirms that. We have an executive order that wipes away the remaining vestiges, which means these, and we have some Democratic governors, or I should say mayors, that are upset.
Yeah, the local politicians that are power hungry. And you know, the governor, he uses not only research and intelligence and common sense and looks at the underlying motivation of a lot of these restrictions. So he was never really in favor of them in the beginning.
No.
But it's these, like you said, these local like mayors that are power hungry that want to keep the different counties oppressed. And he said, no more.
He said, no more.
No
and,
more.
And some of those that were the worst restrictors, which would be Orange County, Florida, which is where Orlando is, they're saying, oh, they're upset about this. But, you know, the whole mask requirement thing is just nonsense anyway, because you go into a restaurant, you come into the front door, you walk 10 to 20 feet, and then you take off your mask. And I guess it's because the virus only goes at a certain level, and maybe you're below that. It's just been kind of nonsensical in that respect.
Well, you look at the research behind the mask. They're not only not helpful, but they're actually harmful. So you look at the truth behind that. Instead, the governments in other areas and these local politicians are trying to use that to control people.
Well, here's another way that Florida has been leading the nation on this issue. Governor Ron DeSantis issued an executive order. It's the first in the nation, and others have now followed suit, and that is no vaccine passports by the government entities or by private corporations. In other words, you cannot force someone to get a vaccine. You cannot force someone to get any of these COVID shots. The government can't do it, can't issue these, can't require it, and neither can private companies. Now, that's a big thing for these cruise lines and others, because there are 27 airlines and 22 cruise lines that are considering these so-called vaccine passports. And there's other places like Walmart. They have been talking about testing vaccine passports. These are real threats to freedom. This particular executive order has now been put into a statute, which the governor has now signed the bill, and now it is law. It becomes effective July 1, and it is the law of Florida now. The governor's executive order has now been manifested into law, which he has signed. So in all of these areas, Florida has literally been leading the way. And that's why you're seeing so much tourism in Florida. People coming from other states where they don't have the same freedom, coming to Florida for visiting.
Or moving here.
And we certainly appreciate all that. Yeah. Just don't bring the values from some of those states that don't respect freedom to Florida.
Right.
Because we kind of like the freedom that we've enjoyed
in
the state.
We really like the freedom. Yeah.
For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, because we've been and we continue to fight for freedom all over the country. LC.org, that's LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.